For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation of that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling. Alright, so make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off, plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you gotta get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off with the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths. That's 20 lengths. That's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all these guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, Beard Hedger, are on the steps, are on my trimmers, right? Yeah. Okay, so no more of that with the Beard Hedger. It comes with titanium-coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging it all the time. And next, the kit is the liquid goods that make you feel good. Starts with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You gotta have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner, specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, is very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this Manscaped Beard Oil. And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. Then it has the Beard Balm, and it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's got like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard, or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal. Conan.
Yep.
I have something I want to say.
What up?
If you're a regular listener to K100, you've heard us talk about our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. Now, Nick Aldis may be on probation indefinitely, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to supplements. And you, our faithful K100 fans, have been proving it time and time again. In fact, Nick and his wife Mickey James were at WrestleCon in LA over WrestleMania weekend, and they met several K100 listeners who are now loyal LegacySubs.com customers as well, including this shout out here to Jay Baca, who was finally able to meet Nick in person and tell him that since he started using Legacy products about 1 year ago, he's lost over 50 pounds and over 10 inches from his waist. Jay was so excited to share his progress, he even bought his Legacy products with him to show Nick, and you can see those pictures at the LegacySubs.com Instagram page. Jay is currently using Absolute Men's Wellness Formula, MCT Oil Caps, and Ultimate Test Stack. We want to take a moment to give a shout out to Jay and huge congrats on your awesome progress, and shout out to Nick Aldis and Legacy Sports Nutrition for these amazing results. If you want to transform your body just like Jay, go to LegacySubs.com now and always use the code K100, that's K100. It's the most used code on the site ever. That's a testimony to our listeners. For 10% off your entire order and show your love and support for the show, level up with LegacySupps.com, Legacy Subs.
Yo, go check it out. They got pre-workout stuff. They got stuff to help you improve your memory. They got stuff for recuperation after workouts. What do you use, Joe?
Much like Jay, I also use the Ultimate Test Stack. I've been using that for a few months, and it's really helped when I do the fight camp workouts with energy and recovery, and also, of course, the recovery PM, as we all know, helps you sleep a lot better and you wake up very refreshed. So been recommending this for a long time, and I still do. I mean, it's very, very helpful stuff. It'll make you feel better.
We all use it. It's very effective. There's a reason why they've stayed with us. Our listeners have been buying it, and Jay Baca's proof of its effectiveness. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I think you could make a case
that
of all the podcasts out there, and if you look at all the fan bases of all the podcasts, that our fan base might be the most physically fit of all the podcasts. Because if Nick is selling, if like we're the number one sellers of his products, you would think they're. I mean, you see what wrestling fans look like generally, right, Conan? I mean, that's
right.
Kind of like, yeah. So we're improving the lives of our listeners one day at a time.
And
what
I
do you think
they
about
appreciate that?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So we're back with another episode of K100 Sports. Let's start it off with UFC 288. Mm-hmm. After a three-year retirement, Cejudo returns to reclaim the title never lost.
Right.
The fight was real close, bro.
This is, you know, probably you people. The reason that this fight gained a lot of attention is, mainly because what's his name? Aljamain Sterling's on like an 8-fight win streak, and he's like number 6 pound for pound. Cejudo was arguably the pound for pound when he retired. Bro, he came back and he hadn't really missed a beat. You know, it was a split decision. So one of the judges thought he won the fight. And I was like, you know, you could tell that Aljamain Sterling was kind of winning. And maybe, but bro, in the 5th round, when you would think a guy that hadn't been active for that long, Cejudo brought it. You know, it was a very difficult fight to score. I don't know, just a good, solid, you know, performance. But Sterling, you know, he's a stud. Then afterwards, he challenged Sugar Sean O'Malley. So, you know, that's interesting. What did you think of the fight?
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, oh, Sugar Sean O'Malley, he almost lost to Peter Yan. Bro, to that doesn't matter anymore about how good the fight's going to be. Who's going to sell the most tickets? And
right.
O'Malley's got a big following because he's got some swag. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I like how he goes in there and he's telling, you know, Sterling, you better look better than that.
He goes, you better look better than that because you look like shit, basically, which wasn't true.
Right. Bro, no one looks good against him. He's a tough, smart former champion, amateur pedigree. Even Sterling in the post interview said how smart Cejudo was, you know. Right. And then Sterling goes, I'll drag your ass up and down the fucking octagon. Get your fucking ass out of my cage. That was awesome.
Right.
So now you got a little, and then they almost got into a fight in the ring and all that. So I was kind of sad because at the end, Cejudo said it twice. He goes, if I'm not first, I'm last. You know, I'm a little confused.
Right.
You know, like maybe he was thinking about retiring. Right. You know, bro, you were just a little rusty. Bro, even the crowd booed the decision. Yeah. That's how close it was.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, just get back into the shape you were in before, conditioning wise, and you're as good as ever, bro.
Yeah. Then what was the other? Very disappointing.
Muhammad and Gilbert, very boring.
There was a spot in the fight where Gilbert took him down, landed sideways on his shoulder, like you see, like a lot of the football players when they get tackled, they land on their shoulder, they go
and
out.
He couldn't use his arm. Yeah,
couldn't use his arm. So, and that ruined the fight, but I'll tell you, bro, everybody knew he was fighting with one arm. He was still throwing that right, like he was trying to throw right hooks, right jab, right, and like he hit him a few times, you know. But it's like his bully was like, he didn't really change bully didn't really adjust. He just fought his fight and didn't really change anything, and so he almost got clipped. But you could tell the Gilbert Burns. I felt bad for him because you could see he was just like, he knew he couldn't win. You know, but he was going to try to go out on a shield. And see, I mean, bro, he won 5 rounds with three of the rounds with a busted shoulder. So, I don't know. I guess Bully gets the next title fight. Gets the winner of Colby and Leon Edwards.
Bully.
But Bilal Muhammad. They call him Bully Muhammad.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Bully Muhammad. So that was interesting. Then great night of combat sports because the UFC, WWE started off at early. Then we had the UFC, and then we had Canelo.
Right.
Who had like one of the most incredible entrances for an athlete I've ever seen, you know, in his hometown. They had like 150, they had 150 person mariachi band come out.
Tremendous.
But that guy, that Ryder guy is like, everybody thought that like, it would be a situation.
People know when you do it like a mariachi, you have like maybe 13 guys. This guy had 150. That's right. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Right.
Let me just say about this. Great production, the pyro, the lights, the pageantry looked great because it was a packed stadium. And like you said, he looked like a wrestling character with the crown, you know? Right. And he retained his super middleweight championship. Bro, remember like before it just used to be like lightweight, welter, middle, light, heavy. Now super middle, super welter. It's ridiculous. Yeah. But this guy took a beating for 12 rounds, but he was tough, this guy, you know? And it was the first time Alvarez had ever fought, you know, since he was famous for a champion in his home country in more like, I think, over 10 years. And he had promised everybody he would deliver a knockout. And he tried, but this guy was fucking tough and he was bringing it too, you know. But he was just too skilled for him. This is what I thought was the most interesting. He challenged Bivol again at his weight, at light heavy.
Yeah.
That's fucking ballsy because now he's letting his nuts hang because he's fighting a much bigger guy again. This will be good. I really want to see that fight.
Yeah. And that's like what Conor did with Nate Diaz when he lost, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like, you know, that's good. It's good for his brand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so good for the business too.
So let's get into, tonight as we're recording this might be your last Celtics game of the season. How do you think that's going to go down?
This is do or die, bro. I'm so disappointed because sometimes when we don't give a shit, we're lackadaisical. We should not have lost at home. That's fucking, you know, and by over 10 points. And everybody came to play. Embiid came to play. Maxi came to play. Harden came to play. Tobias Harris came to play. Even Daniel fucking House came to play, you know, who used to actually, his dad used to play for the Celtics. It's do or die, bro. That's all I can tell you. We got to go into Philly and to the front of that crazy crowd, and they're going to want to shut us down. And we got to play our best game of the year. One of Boston's biggest problems is we do too, like a lot of teams, we do too many 3-point shots. And when they're not hitting, you live or die by that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Plus two. Bro, Boston's like, they're 8-8 in their last 16 home playoff games.
Yeah.
That's not very impressive. They're better on the road. You know,
bro, so. And another thing, bro, if you're in the paint, you're not getting shit by Embiid. He blocks everything. He's like a human fly swatter. So it's hard to have an inside game unless you pull Embiid out somehow, you know, and that's why they have this guy throwing so many 3-pointers and he's missing a lot of them when he's usually good. It's Horford. It's Horford gets on a fucking tear. It's over. You know, now New York has to go to Miami and. Just like Boston, it's do or die, and I don't think they make it out of there. What do you think?
I would say probably no.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Like, see, Philadelphia's hot right now, so we'll see. Then Phoenix is in peril with Kevin Durant. You know, they're down 3-2 playing tonight against Denver, but I think Denver's got Jamal Murray out, so we'll see what happens there. The other two series, Anthony Davis got a concussion last night, a very weak-looking play. Did you see that?
Yeah, he's always hurt.
You know, and like, so now LeBron is in, you know, the Golden State still has to beat him 2 straight games, so we'll see. I don't know. I still think LeBron's going to pull it out. I think he's got one, you know, he's 39 years old, and I think he's got one of these games coming up here, game 6 or game 7, against his old nemesis, that even if Anthony Davis is out. Yeah, he just takes over.
Right.
And what's the other series? The Knicks and the Heat. Like, the Heat got that. Right. That's like, the Knicks finally got a win last night, but the hockey games are all kind of weird because it's like every game's a blowout.
Right.
One team blows the third one out, they come back the next week, the other team blows that out.
Especially your team, the Golden Knights.
Yeah, they got blown. We beat them the first game, they blew us out the second game, we blew them out the third game, they blew us out the fourth game. So,
yeah.
And then they got dirty at the end because our guy Alex Pietrangelo.
At the very end, too.
Yeah,
was over, literally over.
Well, the thing is, he Evander Kane, who's a dirty player,
right,
had cross-checked him in the face the game before, and then ran him face-first into the boards this game, too. And right. Peter Angelos is not a dirty player. He was just freaking – you could tell he was pissed. So they lost, and so he just whacked their best player, the Mike Drysdale. Then McDavid stepped up to stand up for his boy and everything. So it's good, bro. This is like old school hockey. Good, man. It's fights, chippy. The two good teams, they're blowing each other out. It's good. Right. Like it's good stuff.
I like when there's real heat, and not when everybody's Carolina's, getting along.
Right. So then Carolina, looks like probably Carolina and Florida are going to play each other in the East if everything holds the form.
I think a lot of people picking Toronto, but I just think they have that swagger. We just beat the best team in the league, and we in three games straight and at their house in overtime. Yeah.
So we'll see. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going on in the playoffs.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. We didn't even talk about baseball, but there's so much sports going on. We'll do a little baseball next week. But that's been K100 Sports for this week. If you got any questions, opinions, comments, whatever, send them to k100question@gmail.com. And until next week, this is K100 Sports. Boom.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.